Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. Wherever you are, thank you for making us part of your day. Go back and check out all the past episodes of OTR Vantage Point, as well as our flagship, the wildly popular On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Fence. And don't forget to check out Warhog Words of Wisdom. Do us a favor. Make sure you drop by our websites, Rick and I. Go to kellyfenton.com, warhog.com, sign up for our newsletters. We're not going to inundate you with a bunch of stuff, but you're going to get some information on our training calendars, new posts, new articles that we have out, and updates on the OTR universe itself. While you're there at kellydefense.com, click on the OTR training on demand. It's a new feature. It's a new video training catalog that you can go and find on both of our websites. Click it, stream, and download some no BS video training. It's your one-stop shop. Don't want to blow a bunch of ammo? Go to our catalog, click on one of the training videos. There's a section on dry fire, how to do it safely, and what kind of things that we like to work on every time. Go click that out. There's a zero of your red dot with your rifle that Rick did. Really good stuff. Make sure you go to warhog.com and kellydefense.com and click on OTR training on demand. And finally, this coming Monday, we have a new show. It's going to be our fourth installment of Romeo Charlie Reality Check. Rick and I, along with Dr. Jason Piccolo from the Protectors podcast, it's been wildly popular. You can catch the video shows and the audio on both of our platforms, On the Range podcast and Protectors. Audio form and video form. And speaking of video, Rick and I with On the Range podcast, we are now on Fire TV, Vimeo, Roku, as well as the social media platforms like YouTube and Facebook. But go check out Vimeo and the OTR training on demand. Okay, guys, we're going to talk a few things today that I think will help you thrive. It'll certainly be difficult to thrive if you're not doing some form of these. But before we start, I just want to make one little mention. We've talked about this in the leadership episodes of OTR Vantage Point. There's part one and two. It's already up on our platforms. Go check it out, video and audio. But you got to keep things simple. Good leaders have the ability to do this under horrendous circumstances, just terrible scenarios where outcomes can be absolutely catastrophic and horrific. But good leaders are able to break down complex problems into its simplest form. Now, we don't have to have a horrible scenario in order to do this. We can do this in our daily lives. Whatever challenge, whatever topic, whatever goal you're going for, break it down as simply as you can, and then prioritize what needs to be done first, taking into account what has to be done first to move on to something else. Try to remember that. Break it down. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Good leaders and successful people, they all do this, and they have the ability to do it, and you can do it with practice. Now, the first thing I really want to talk about is overcomplicating your life, especially voluntarily. Now, a lot of times these can be solved with simply making a decision, and you have to keep your emotions out of it. Now, this is impersonal and business. If you see something, it just doesn't sound right. Or if you have someone in your life, it's not putting wind in your sails, it's taking it away. But you really like it, does something for you internally. You got to separate that and you have to make a decision. I'll give you a perfect example. I had a conversation with a guy, a good friend of mine, smart guy, been pretty successful. He's got himself a relationship. And I don't believe he is super confident in his personal relationships many times. And so he moves very quickly. And it's starting to cause problems for him right away. And the first thing he said to me was, I knew that this was going to be a problem. I don't know why people feel the need to do that, especially when you start to get a little older. It might be doing something for you emotionally, and I understand that, and it's not easy. We've talked about this many times before. If there's something or someone in your life, even though they've been around a long time and they mean a lot to you, if they are not good for you, if they are constantly a problem, you have to cut those ties, or at least reduce them to where it's not causing you that issue anymore. And I know it's difficult. So those voluntary complications, if you're walking down the street and you see a puddle, you walk around it, right? You don't step in it and say, I wonder how deep that is. I wonder how it got there. I wonder what it's made out of. No, you walk around it. I don't know why we don't do that in some of our personal lives. Now, to put that into a professional sense, someone comes to you and they have an offer or a suggestion or a partnership or a collaboration, and they're going on and on and on. And no matter how long it goes on, it's just not making sense to you. Rather than saying, hey, okay, let's give this a little shot and see how it turns out. You don't have time to do that. If it's not a hell yes, then it is a hell no immediately. You don't have time to mess with that. Now, if something changes and they come back and the circumstance is something that you say hell yes to, well, there you go. But if it's not something, if they just keep going on, it's not something that jumps right out to you as a good idea and something you can work with, and it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Okay, now routines, schedules, and lists. I'm a big fan. Take advantage of a routine and set a schedule for yourself. Then make a list of what you have to do each day. Set a time to get up and get up at that time. Figure out how much time you need to get everything that you want to get done. Set your clock and get up. Now, I know that everybody has different schedules, so these are all going to look different, but it's the same idea. You want to be in a better position at the end of the day than you were at the start of your workday. So aside from waking up at the same time and every day and have a schedule, eat something. Now, whether that's going to be before your first task, which may be a workout or not, I don't know. But eat something early in the day. Your body's going to appreciate it. It's going to get your system normalized. You're not going to be hungry when you need to concentrate on something. Give yourself something to eat. Fuel your body. Make it good. Don't just suck down a bunch of coffee, work out, and then expect to be at the top of your game at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's not going to happen. Set those schedules and make those lists. Now, on the list, like I said, you're going to have a weekly list, what you want to do that week, and some of those may be time sensitive. And then you're going to have a task list of each day of what you need to do to get closer to those goals on time. It's very hard to thrive if you don't know what you're striving for. It's very hard to know how efficient you have to be at each thing if you don't even know what you're trying to accomplish. You're going to lollygag. But if you know that you got to get something done and it's time sensitive, you're going to be focused on that. You're going to know exactly what you need to do and stick to it. You got to stick to it. So we want to minimize our complications that we can control, voluntary complications. We want to have a schedule, routine, and lists. I think are all really the same thing. And the last thing I want to tell you, even if you're on an off day, every day, do something productive. It makes you feel good being productive. Oh, this is Saturday, I'm just going to lay around all day. Well, if you really need to rest, then that's being productive. But most of the time, that's not the case. Most of the time, there's something you can do. You can clean up your yard, area beautification. Pat Mack's always talking about that. Doing something on your honey-do list for someone else. Read, learn something. Practice something that you're already learning. Be productive. And at the end of the day, even if it was just one thing, you say, man, I got that done today. I feel good about that. It happens. That's what we're built for. We're here to work. Never underestimate how it's going to make you feel to be productive. Go get a good workout. Go take the dog for the walk. Cut your grass. Hey guys, tell me what you think about these tips. They seem to work for me. I seem to know what I want to do every day. If you have a way of doing it that I forgot about that's in there, or you think I need to add something, leave us a comment below. Go to all of our social media under Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. Make sure you go back and listen to all of our past episodes at the OTR Universe. And at the very least, do us a favor. Go to warhog.com, kellydefense.com, sign up for the newsletters, and share and like these video and audio shows. Go out there and be productive.